It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great opportunity we have to study God's precious Word, and we're in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1. And I'd ask that you please open your Bibles to Joshua chapter 1. And I think we're just going to go ahead and read the beginning of that chapter, even though we've covered part of it, and we're going to read to the end of the chapter. So please, open your Bibles to Joshua chapter 1. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, and we have many studies, Sunday message, Constitution, Plan of Salvation, and Bible studies upon that site, so please visit it, and you'll find that at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. We're going to begin reading now, Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be, any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the hosts, and command the people, saying, Prepare your victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan, to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, Remember the word which Moses the servant of the Lord commanded you, saying, The Lord your God hath given you rest, and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side, Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren, armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord have given your brethren rest, as he hath given you. They also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth thee. Then ye shall return into the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side of the Jordan towards the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, All that thou commandest us we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us we will go, according as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto the words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and be of good courage. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after the reading of the precious word. Father, thank you that we can come together and read this precious word. Oh, it's such a wonderful, exciting message and an exciting study, and so please that you will just guide and lead each one of us as we pour over these words. We need your wisdom. We need your leadership. We need your Holy Spirit, dear Father, will teach us your way. We thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus, that he has died on the cross to save us. And you have made that opportunity so simple and so easy that all we need to do is call upon you. And that, Father, is not easy believism. It's that the Holy Spirit has convicted, has touched our hearts, made us realize that we're sinners and we're lost and we need a Savior. And that Savior, dear Lord, is you. And please, Father, thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus. And thank you for the opportunity to come to him. And thank you for taking our sins away. Oh, we just rejoice. Now speak to our hearts through this study today and teach us all about Joshua and the people of Israel as we look through these words. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, we look through this book and we find, as we've already studied, the commission that Joshua has received here, the commandments that he has received, and now as we kind of begin, because we've found that not only has he been given the boundaries, and we look at verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you as I said unto Moses. And we're going to find here for a little bit of time, and really quite often, we're going to find that the Lord is going to continue to back up the promises that he made to Moses. He's going to back them up and tell Joshua. And so it's going to be just a confirmation, because Moses, for the past 40 years, has been the man, the go-between, the intercessor between God and man. And so now we have replaced this man, Moses, with Joshua. And so we find that there is the promises were made to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, and then, of course, to Moses. Now we look at this and we see the areas. Number one, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. Verse 4, from the wilderness of this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates. And we looked last time, we kind of got the maps out and really looked at what that involves today. And so I hope that you didn't miss that study, because there's quite an area, and oh, isn't there a lot of things going on in this area that God has promised to the people of Israel. And again, last time we spent a lot of time talking about ownership and possession. And so we're going to see that even now, when we finish this book of Joshua, that they still do not possess anywhere near the land, even in Canaan, that they were supposed to take. Now, they generally take control of it, but we're going to find that they're going to leave many residents, and they've got a clear command on what to do, and there's a clear reason why that they are to destroy these people, because they are so wicked. And God knows the heart, and God knows when they're going to, if they're going to surrender to him, and if they're not. And so it's just a wonderful study here, but it's so sad that the people just didn't follow. And now we find in verse 5 a promise to Joshua, and that promise is, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as it was with Moses. Look at that. That promise is carried on. And Joshua walked side by side with Moses, and he saw the power of God in Moses and through Moses. And so for these words to be repeated to Joshua and to say those words that, as I did to Moses, that didn't upset Joshua in any way. It was just a sweet promise, because he saw how God supplied power to Moses. And for God to repeat those things to Joshua just confirmed the power and the strength that God had for Joshua. And so again, as it was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee. I will not forsake thee. What a promise. Be strong, of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto your fathers to give them. God's word never changes. The man changed, went from Moses to Joshua, but the words didn't change because, you see, God's always the same. When God makes a promise, God makes a promise, and we have it here in verse 7 again. Only be strong, be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. So there's a direct teacher here. Moses taught Joshua, yes, but now Moses is gone, and so Joshua is receiving his direction from the Lord, but it didn't change. Nothing that Moses taught him, because the same teacher taught Moses, which was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit taught Moses. Now the Holy Spirit is teaching Joshua and giving him his power and strength. And Moses, my servant, command thee, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And so you see, the word is true. The word is solid here, and we need to see, and it's so clear. Joshua, I don't want your own spin on this. Moses, you know, he tried to give him his own spin. He struck the rock instead of speaking to it, and he was not allowed to go into the promised land. Last time we were together, we talked about that Moses really stood for the law, and the law does not save. The law cannot bring salvation. It shows us how filthy we are, but no matter how much you try to keep the law, you can't. And so all the law does is condemn us. So we need a gift of salvation. Well, Joshua is this gift, the salvation. He's going to bring them in to take possession of something that they already own. And he says, wherever your foot's going to land, I will be with. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Boy, what a promise that he's getting. Be strong and of good courage. I'm making this promise. I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And it is always with those words, as was with Moses. And so God hasn't changed here. The promise is the promise. And so we see that, he needs to have blinders on, doesn't he? Because he's not to go to the left or to the right. He's supposed to go straight ahead. He's supposed to follow the Lord. Now, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Now, we have looked at what Joshua possessed, what he had at his available to him. He would have had Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and probably Job. That is the books that would have been there. We talked last time that very possibly this last chapter of Deuteronomy, the chapter 34, very possibly was written by Joshua, because that confirms and tells us of the death of Moses. God could have pre-written that, through Moses. God knows everything, but I think probably Joshua was the man that God used to write that. And we find, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So we want to have a prosperous life. We want to have a successful life. We have to meditate upon the Word of God. When? How often? Day and night. Day and night. And so it's something that if you're one of those CE Christians, Christmas and Easter, you're wasting your time. Because that is, I don't know who you think you're impressing, but it's sure not impressing the Lord, I'll tell you that. And if you're just one of those, just come on Sunday morning. And that's the only time that you hear the Word of God read. And if that's all you do, you don't open your Bible on a daily basis, and you just depend upon the preacher or the Sunday school teacher, probably if you're not opening your Bible all week, you're probably not coming to Sunday school either. You're probably just coming to church only. So you're getting a 15 to 30 minute message, and that message may be the best message that can be preached by any preacher that's alive. I don't know. But if it's a good message, it doesn't matter if you're not going to meditate upon the words that's preached to you. And if you're truly meditating upon those, you're going to meditate day and night. In other words, you're going to study the Word of God day and night. And we got a whole lot more than Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Job. We got from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation. We've got so much. You cannot exhaust. You can never learn in your lifetime. If you would spend every waking moment studying this precious book, you will never, never get everything out of it. You'll never exhaust all the wisdom that's here. And so please, please, that you follow the words that were told to Joshua as the leader of this people. You do the same. Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have a good success. We try a lot of ways, but none are as good as this. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. I'm verse 9. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. We have heard that before, back in the 7th verse and now in verse 9. And be strong, don't be afraid, don't be dismayed, don't be confused. Just follow me. There's going to be many a time that the Lord's going to tell Joshua to do something that sure doesn't seem right. And just the first couple battles that we're going to study here, oh, it just doesn't make any sense to us whatsoever. Doesn't matter. It's what God commands us to do. That's what we need to do. And that's how our life is going to be a success and be prosperous and have the peace and joy that God has. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. Don't be troubled. Let's just follow after the Lord. Now let's look at verse 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people. Now see, God is a man of organization. He's not a man of stumbling back and forth. He is a man of organization. And so he is organized here. So as we look through this, we find now very carefully the plan. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. 3 days. You know, there's going to be a lot of times through this precious word that speaks about 3 days. 3 days. 3 days. 3 days. What's 3 days? What's that tell you? Every time I hear 3 days, I think of the burial of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he rose again the third day. 3 days. Lots of things happen in 3 days. So we need to prepare for this possession. Prepare for what God's going to do. And boy, he sure did when the body of our Lord and Savior went to that grave. And there was a preparing and a wonderful day when the break of day come that Sunday morning and Jesus was risen from the dead. Oh, what a glorious day. And if it hadn't been for the death, there would be no forgiveness of sins. But if it would have ended there, there'd have been no life for us. But you see, he was victorious over death, and he came out of that grave and is alive today, and he showed himself for 40 days after the resurrection, and many, many saw him, witnessed it of his day. There was no question that Jesus is risen from the dead. Testimonies from all. Now, we find here that in 3 days, we're told, so you prepare. And so we look at that. Once again, we find who the enemies are going to be. First of all, we need to look at who is staying on the wrong side. Now, that's kind of a different statement. What do you mean staying on the wrong side? You see, they came up the first time it come to Kadesh Barnea. Now, I hope you're familiar with your maps, because you notice Kadesh Barnea is much different than where they're located now. Right now, they're located just across from Jericho, across the Jordan River from Jericho. So later on, you get your maps out, and I want you to see where Kadesh Barnea is. That's where they sent the spies up some 38 and a half years earlier. Now, because they have God's led them over by the Shekinah glory cloud. See, they haven't been just meandering around through the wilderness. They have been led by the cloud. Cloud by day and fire by night. They have had this leadership of God all the way, every minute of every day. And now we find God has led them to a strange location, straight across from the city of Jericho, across the Jordan River. They have been camped there for quite a period of time. Moses has died, Joshua has taken the leadership position, and now God is preparing Joshua to do what Moses should have been able to do some 38 and a half years ago if it hadn't been for the disobedience of the people. And so now as we look at this, we see that two and a half tribes are staying on the wrong side. They're staying on the east side of the Jordan River. The Reubenites, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh. They decided to stay. Now, yes, the full promise of the land is including this area. However, God originally, because of their size and because of the people, they were all to go across the Jordan and receive the blessings of that land from the Jordan River over to the Great Sea, the Mediterranean Sea. That is the section, and down at the edge of Egypt and all the way to the northern part there. But as we look at this, we see that two and a half tribes out of the 12, and Levites don't have any land. And so, but because there's 12 is because we know that the sons of Joshua, Ephraim and Manasseh, received each an equal blessing. So Joseph received a double blessing. Now, as we look at these 12 tribes, two and a half of those want to stay on the east side of the Jordan. It's good enough for them. Now, I'm going to give you an example here that I'm sad to say that most Christians are satisfied to stay on this side of the Jordan. They don't want to go over and possess the land that God really wants to give them right now. They don't want to possess the blessings. And Christians today are just like that. They're born again. They've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. But they refuse to go that extra mile. They go to church just on Sunday morning. They refuse to study their Bible. They don't want to study their Bible. And so they don't get any of the blessings of God. They have trusted their Lord for salvation, but they won't trust Him for anything else. And these two and a half tribes looked at the land on the east side of the Jordan and said, "This is good enough for us. We like this. This is good enough. We're settled in." So you see, literally they have one foot in the world and one foot in the plan of God. And so they're following God's will less than half because they're hanging on. They see something just like Lot back in the days of Abraham and Lot. Remember what Lot did when Abraham said, "You know, our herdsmen are fighting here. We've got so many cattle and so many sheep and so many goats, and we've got to divide this land." So Abraham said, "Lot, you look and you decide which land you want. I'll go the opposite way. Now, that was faith. Lot didn't go by faith. He went by sight. He looked, if you'll remember, and he cast his eyes towards Sodom and Gomorrah, and that's where he pitched his tent. It wasn't long he was down in Sodom and Gomorrah. And so, and most of you, I hope, know the rest of the story, but that's a sad, sad example. Well, it isn't any different for these 2.5 tribes. They had settled there long enough. They had even maybe built some homes and got their areas kind of established and said, we're just going to stay here. And so that's what they did. But they never received God's full blessing because they didn't go in. It cost them the same amount, and that's what I'm about to tell you right now. Reubenites and Gadites, half the tribe of Manasseh, spake to Joshua, saying, this is verse 12, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. Your wives and your little ones and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren, armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them until the Lord hath given your brother rest. And so what's taking place here is that they had discussed with Moses, this is good enough for us. They're getting half a blessing, but that's good enough. And so the agreement with Moses, though, was, okay, you can stay over here. You can have half of the blessings God wants to give you. The land flowing with milk and honey is across the river. But if this is good enough for you, you still do not get out of the war, the fighting, to come in and take this land, because we're going to have to take it. I believe if they would have went the first time, God would have went before them with power and with strength, and there'd have been very little fighting. But instead of that, they waited 38.5 years. Now there's going to be some fighting. Now there's going to be some time. And so as we look at that, as we prepare this time, we see that 2.5 tribes have agreed. They're going to cross the river with everybody else, fight the battles till the battles are done, then they'll go home. They have set up their wives, their cattle, everything is put into place, but the men of war have to cross that river with everybody else. Isn't that sad? You see, if you have decided not to have the promises of God, if you've decided that this is good enough, you're still going through the same battles. You're still fighting the same enemy, but you're getting half the blessings. Why? Why would you do such a thing? 2.5 tribes did that. The Reubenites, the Gadites, and half of Manasseh did just that. Did just that. They settled for nothing in relationship to the full blessings God wanted to give them, and yet they still fought the same battles that those that got the full blessing. I hope you're hearing me. I hope you're listening, and I hope you understand what I'm saying, that you just as well come on over to God's side. Give him your all so that you can get all the blessings. Listen to what God says. God told them to go across the Jordan, but 2.5 tribes decide they're going to wait. But they agreed that that's what they would do. And verse 15 here, until the Lord hath given your brethren rest as he hath given you, they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God given them. Then ye shall return into the land of your possession and enjoy it, from which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side the Jordan towards the sun rising, towards the east. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. And so whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto the words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. We see that they're going to miss the blessing. They're still going to fight the battle. And they're about ready to cross over. They're going to send a couple spies in again. And we're going to look at that in the second chapter next time we get together. It's a wonderful time to study the Word of God. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?